Steve B here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to musician Cody Choi. My favorite part of her interview was talking about Koreans on Lexapro, as well as the Vera Project, which is a live music venue in Seattle, Washington. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, musician Cody Choi.
Yay! What's up? What's up?
Thanks for coming. Oh, jeez. My heater's there. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for that guitar solo. Piano.
Yeah. So you're a Choi.
Yes.
So that's Hangul Korean.
Yeah.
Because I have a cousin, Andy and Paul Choi. So let's talk about it. Have you been to Korea?
Yeah, actually. Not related to family, but I have been to Korea.
And when's the last time you went?
The first and last time I went was, it's actually pretty sweet because this girl that I met in the first grade, she went to my school and I became best friends with her, and she's Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize she actually lived across the street from me at the apartment complex we were at, and mm-hmm. so like her mom gave me the address, and my mom was like, that's literally right there.
Oh.
So it was like super like meant to be. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they were only there for a couple of years just to like kind of like have the American experience, I guess.
Yeah,
which I know a lot of like some Korean families will do that because it's so small.
Do you like Korean food?
I love Korean food.
What's your favorite Korean dish?
Probably kimchi fried rice.
Oh, that's what's
up. Or I just make it a lot.
Kimchi jjigae, the stew. You like the stew? I'm sorry. This is going to get me gassy. Oh, man.
What is it?
It's this. I feel it already hit my stomach. It's like this oat milk double latte. Yeah, I'm so sorry. And then you you came in hot with that backpack. Can I grab it real quick?
Yeah, grab the pack.
It's really dope. Yeah.
Watch out for the wire.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We gotta get like a gaff tape.
Yo. Check this out. So this is a special bag.
It is a special bag.
So what's up with this? Like, I've seen this in Little Tokyo.
So basically, they're all made in LA.
Yeah,
from
handmade.
This company, Mokuyobi, I'm pretty sure.
I've been in there.
Yeah, I actually, yeah. So here's the funny thing is, so I was following them for like a while.
Yeah.
But I did two modeling gigs for them this year and last year. And so they like, they're really nice. It's just like this couple, or I believe this woman, Julie, like runs the company.
Dude, those aren't cheap.
Yeah, well,
those bags are like
pick two things and I'll.
Do you know
like,
how much that bag is?
I don't really
hundreds of dollars.
It's definitely a labor of love to make a bag this nice, because I like use it a lot, actually.
You do?
Yeah, because I'm like, I just need a backpack.
So what do you got in there? You got a little coconut water, you got headphones.
I got headphones, yeah. I got a bag within the bag.
Oh, there's a bag within the
bag.
There's
a bag within a bag. I brought a second wig in case I was feeling that one.
Oh.
I don't know.
So when did you start doing the wig thing? That's interesting.
Okay, so honestly, I cut all of my hair off the day before New Year's Eve just because I was like, New Year's Eve.
Was Sinead O'Connor bald?
Exactly. I got called by my partner the other day, my little Sinead O'Connor, and I was like, so you like it. Thank you.
Dang. So was that impulsive? Like, why did
you... Yeah, it was super impulsive. I was just trying to trim my bangs, and then I was like, all the dead ends from this year. I just... Yeah, and like, I don't know. Like, my ex-girlfriend would have hated it, so I was like, let's cut it all off. Like,
Yeah.
But today I felt the wig because I was like, not quite ready. It's not quite the growth I wanted yet.
But it's cool, but it's even better. You could just...
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I have a lot of wigs from... being a nerd at anime conventions, so.
Oh, when did you start getting into animation? Or anime.
I've always loved cartoons for sure. My mom would take me to like, I don't know, like Studio Ghibli films when they would come out.
Can we give her a shout out real quick?
Shout out, Mom.
Shout out to Mrs. Choi.
Shout out, Lisa Choi.
Shout out to Lisa Choi. Where's she at? Is she in Seattle?
Seattle, Washington.
And yeah. We'll get to that too. Shout out to Lisa Choi in Seattle.
She's a bike lady.
Hell yeah. And she, you have siblings?
I have siblings on my dad's side, but on my mom's side, I'm her golden child.
There you go. So, you know, you did a good job raising a good kid. She's doing her thing. So what was it like being raised in Seattle? Because you noticed a sticker I had. You're like, oh, that's
Henry.
From... Yeah.
Shout out Henry.
Yeah.
That's an artist that does a lot of stuff in Seattle. Yeah, my mom and dad were bike messengers in the 90s in Seattle.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like when you...
Oh, what do you mean bike messenger?
Like a bike courier. Like,
oh, like couriers. That's what's up.
Zen couriers. Mm-hmm, that was our first... That was our first home.
Mm-hmm.
So they managed the bike shop, and they would also like send out couriers, and they were couriers. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, my first home was a bike shop. I love the smell of tires.
Yeah.
And so yeah, Seattle was super rainy, but also super cool. And I've lived like 30 locations within Seattle and nowhere else. So until now.
What is Seattle best known for?
Well,
this is like kind of like a trivia thing.
I'm
thinking of two, but go ahead.
There's a lot of things, well, you know, actually.
I'm going to write it down, and then if you get... This is a fun little trivia game. I'm going to write down... I wrote down two.
I'm going to have to say grunge and...
Damn, but I wrote Kurt Cobain. Is
coffee.
I wrote Cobain and coffee.
Coffee's number one.
Yeah.
Those are just the things that I guess I resonate with the most. But there's a lot of things. Costco.
Oh, is Costco from Seattle?
Microsoft. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Amazon.
And then you were raised there?
Yeah. Or is Amazon from Seattle? No, they just took over.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't really remember. I don't really care. But freaking Bezos. But Seattle's cool. It's really small. It's the size of Long Beach, which is where I live. So it's like...
Long Beach?
Yeah, I went to Long Beach.
Oh, okay. That's where you stay at, Long Beach?
Oh, yeah, Long Beach.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was like, I'm going to be
a little bit
10 late. Minutes.
Wow. Okay. So that's similar to Seattle. Did you grow up in like listening to grunge and all that?
Kind of. My mom had a lot of CDs actually from like... the early 2000s and late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like just because of my mom being like a youth and young adult in the Seattle scene during that time,
she
had a lot of CDs, but they weren't all necessarily grunge. Like there was a lot of like Built to Spill or like Sonic.
That's my shit. I love Built to Spill.
Yeah, those were like the first bands that I was really listening to. And she had a lot of punk too. Like I like your Dead Kennedys skateboard. That's cool.
Yeah. Rest in peace, DH. He's been here. The drummer, rest in peace. That's so rest in peace, DH. But yeah, I grew up. I love Built to Spill. That
I've seen them. Yeah, they're sick.
Yeah, you have. The cover with the blue, like the fairy on it.
Yeah.
And then Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, there's just like a lot of great music.
From Washington, huh?
Yeah, and Death Cab for Cutie's great.
Yeah.
They're from Bellingham, technically. And technically, Kurt Cobain's from Aberdeen, Washington.
So your mom was bumping that? She was listening to.
Yeah, she was just like.
All the Sub Pop
Messenger.
Stuff?
Sub Pop
Yeah.
Sub Pop is cool. Shout out Sub Pop.
Yeah, wow. That's so cool. And then what about your pops? Did you listen to that that type of music
too?
I'll
be honest, my dad is a delinquent white man that has a lot of kids, and so I don't really know a lot about him. But my mom's a cool Korean lady, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He still dates white men, but they're better than him, so.
Yeah. How long were they together? Were they
Probably just like a couple years. He's actually from Bishop, California. I found out through 23andMe that he's a white Latino man. I thought he was Swedish.
Oh, you went to search for him?
Later? And then I actually found a sister, shout out Sage, who's 4 years older than me.
How did that process work out? How did they do that?
I had an aunt reach out to me because I was just trying to find out why I had rosacea, which is like a skin, it's like where you get like red skin sometimes.
Yeah, well, Koreans get that too.
That too, so double redness.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I'm part Irish. But my dad told my mom he was Swedish, but not Swedish, he's Irish. And Mexican.
So you have Irish, Mexican, Korean.
Yeah, that's about it. And a little bit of Japanese because of, like, history.
Oh yeah. I found out later that I have 10% Japanese
blood.
Yeah,
I'm about 10%, probably 5% for me because of the half.
Yeah. Because of the imperialism through history.
Imperialism.
But so that's
still
cool.
Happening.
Yeah. So that was probably my neighbor Adam. How old were you when you wanted to find this stuff out? Were you like in middle school or high school and you're like, you know what, I want to try to find out?
This was in 2020.
Oh, this is recently.
Yeah, no, I was stuck inside and I was like, my skin was flaring up. So I was like, why can't I get control of it? Is because rosacea is triggered by stress. So rosacea solidarity. You're not ugly. You just are stressed out. And then, I found out through 23andMe I had a bunch of siblings. I had some siblings that I knew about, but I found more siblings. And so I'm glad we did, because those aunts, like, reached out to me, because I guess his dad also had a lot of kids. So, like, every day, I was just telling my friend this morning, I was like, I got a new notification in my email, and they're like, 20 new relatives were just added to 23andMe. I'm like, is this, like, normal?
On the Korean side or the
it's
Irish?
It's all on the Irish,
it's
Mexican
on the Irish
side.
It's on the Irish side?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm like, hi, everyone.
Did you meet them?
I would like to eventually. I am supposed to meet my sister, I guess, at some point, and she has a son now. So I'm like auntie vibes.
Damn.
Like, I could be your. Let me be an auntie.
where they stay at?
I think everyone's in Washington or Port or like
Dang,
Oregon.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then like I know I have some family in California, mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a whole thing. Like it's been 4 years of information, so we're figuring it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm 25, so like. It's kind of like all a little late but new at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I got the rest of my life to meet these people.
Yeah, you do. And then the internet, and then you got Expedia. Yeah. You could just get a flight.
It's
wherever.
A little bit like being adopted, I guess, sometimes. Yeah. And then finding like other family. And
do you
like,
want to link up with them?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Is that something? Do you really want to do that?
My sister, I never met her, and she is also gay, and she has two wives and is covered in tattoos and also plays music.
Oh, that's what's up.
I know. I was like, we should hang out.
Yeah, for sure. Now, speaking of music, when did you, like, start getting in, like, doing, like, creating your own music?
Creating my own has kind of been, like, a fragmented process because, like, I've always, like, been interested in music.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how you played piano because, like, I don't know. Yeah. Koreans always got a piano in the house, so I always played piano
a little bit.
Yeah.
Or a karaoke
machine. Have both. Yeah, yeah. So singing and playing.
Yeah.
But I started playing in this little, like, band with my friend in middle school. We're still best friends, too.
What was the name of the band?
Llama Bomb.
That's up. Shout out to Llama Bomb.
Llama Bomb, Jack Christian.
Yeah, you guys record some stuff?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. We're like 11.
Damn. Check out Llama Bomb.
Check out Llama Bomb
today.
The band. Yeah.
You got like an EP or something? A couple songs?
It was like singles, I guess. We were just putting stuff on YouTube because we were
kids. So how many members were in Llama Bomb?
Just us two.
Yo, write down Llama Bomb.
Honestly, we've thought about like doing some stuff with it because I've had this.
That's tight.
Yeah, he plays guitar and like does art, and I always played bass and did art, so we would kind of like fuse it together.
What's the significance of the name? I like the name Llama Bomb.
I think we were just kind of into llamas in 2011.
Dude, that's a cool name.
Yeah, or you know the YouTube animation Llamas with Hats?
She might.
Like Charlie
She's
the Unicorn?
Around here more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that era.
Yeah.
It was a very hyperactive, cringe era, but I was in middle school. But yeah, we had that band, and we really like, we got into this band called Ween.
Yeah, I know Wayne.
And so we just like, you know, we wanted to be like a duo band.
Yeah, Wayne is dope.
We love Ween. Anyone who knows me will be like, Ween. Probably annoyed.
Ween or Weezer? Definitely Ween.
Definitely Ween.
Over Weezer, yeah.
Weezer, that guy has some very interesting lyrics about half Asian girls, but you know.
Go off. So is that a fetish for him?
That's probably a fetish.
Yeah,
right?
It's a fetish, yeah.
But it's like, I mean, we're adorable. So
yeah.
Like, but like, still kind of weird. For a white man to make their, anyways, this is a diss track to Weezer.
To write lyrics about that, yeah.
I'll write my own lyrics back. It'll be a diss track.
And then there's a band called Half Japanese too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's a band called Half Japanese.
But Ween definitely.
How'd you discover Ween, dude? You're like in. That was like ahead of your time. This is stuff like before you're even around.
That's
like,
so funny.
Ween.
I used to go to use CD stores a lot. And so the criteria for me in middle school was, okay, I'm going to go to, because, you know, you're in Seattle and there's only so many places you could go. Mm-hmm. So you go to the same places, and I would, the criteria is it had to be a weird band name. Yeah. It had to have a weird or interesting album cover.
Or animal. Like,
or animal. Something weird, you know. And then it had to have like a lot of tracks with weird names. And the first album, God, Ween, Satan, is all of those. It's like 25 tracks with a weird little demon guy on the front that just says God, Ween, Satan in like bright neon pink. And I was like, I need this. And it's their first album. And I was like, this is amazing. But then it kept happening. People would show me more albums throughout the years, like White Pepper by Ween. Amazing.
Are you in a band? Are you and Chloe doing something together?
Yeah.
Why don't you and Chloe just you two form a band?
I mean, Chloe's pretty sick.
And I came up with the name for you and Chloe. You could shoot it down. If you guys form a band, you would be called Ottersickle. Like a sea otter.
No, I know.
Yeah. Otter sickle, get yours today, Chloe and Cody.
Like an otter cycle? Like a cycle of otters? Like on a bicycle eating popsicles?
Like a popsicle or a sickle, like a weapon too.
I guess otters kind of look like
a popsicle. Yeah. I'll talk to Chloe about it too.
Oh, you talked to her about otters?
No, I just came up with that right now. I came up with that right now.
I'm like, I too talk about otters more than the average person, probably.
What, sea otters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
They're so cute. There's two kinds, river otters, like those videos where people own a river otter and they feed them like salmon.
In
Japan.
On YouTube, there's a channel that popped up and this dude lives with like
two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those otters. I'm subscribed to those. Shout out to those otters.
Yeah, what channel is that? I watch that too.
I think one of their names is like Momo, maybe.
Or something, but then he like spoils them.
They go to like the spa. Like, yeah. I wish I could be that otter.
I know, and then for their birthdays, he'll like give them like sushi.
And they have like little whiskers. They look like my cat. Like,
but they're like pretty domesticated. Like, they're like dogs and cats. They like sleep in the bed with the guy.
Yeah, I don't really know about, like, why he has the otter or, like, if it's, like, okay, but I assume it's all good if he's spoiling them that much, so.
Yeah, how'd you discover that?
My algorithm, like.
Yeah, my algorithm did that, too,
It's just, like, otters and, I don't know, ASMR otter.
And then, it's so weird. Can they read your brain? Like, because I wasn't looking up otters.
Otters?
It just popped up on my algorithm.
Like, read your mind?
I don't know why. I mean, maybe I said otter or something, and then the phone, it picked it up. Or
like, I feel like animals are kind of psychic, for sure.
Yeah. Do you have pets and stuff?
I have 3 black cats, but only one of them is the background. This is Bean.
Let me see what's up.
That's Bean.
Oh, cool. Green eyes.
He has green eyes. He's a Cancer.
Yeah.
With a Taurus moon. I saw a meme today that was like, if you want a man to stop talking at the bar, mention your cat's or astrology or your cat's astrology sign. And I was like, I do that to literally people to attract attention. I'm like, what's your cat's sign?
Yeah.
I need to know.
What's, we're Virgos in here. What are you?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh.
My cat Gizmo's a Virgo.
Oh.
He's 13.
Yeah.
But they're all 3 black cats.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off though, but so back to the music. So.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
So.
Do you also have ADHD?
Yes.
Yes.
How'd you know?
But Asians don't go to therapy, so.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
But how'd you know? Yeah, I'm all over, like, people comment on, like, but do you see right there it says, don't interrupt guests, listen?
No, because I feel like I will interrupt someone, but then I'll go back to it. So I'm like, when someone does that, I'm like, we're going
to
go back to it.
Yeah, I went back to it, but you know, like, yeah, I'm on,
We're on neurodivergent.
Well, no, I do take meds.
I take Lexapro.
I'm on Lexapro, too.
Hey.
Yeah.
My mom and I were both on Lexapro.
Well,
Koreans on Lexapro. Like, that's kind of amazing.
That's a cool band name.
Koreans on Lexapro. She would probably think that'd be a sick punk rock band name.
Dude, Koreans on Lex.
Koreans on Lex.
Lexapro.
Lexi.
Yeah.
But yeah, the music. We did a duo band because of Ween. We're recording on 4-track and when we were 18.
Dude, that's what's up.
Because he was also my neighbor at this point. We lived near Chinatown also Seattle. So I was like, we're just living. Mm-hmm. We're just being kids. And we're taking a lot of psychedelics, I suppose, and smoking weed and listening to Ween. So as you do when you're 18. When you're 18, you know.
Like acid?
More like mushrooms, because Washington.
Yeah.
It just grows from the ground.
So like did you have you ever had bad trips on it?
I'll be honest and say I probably would have graduated high school if I didn't take so many psychedelics during high school.
Did you tap into the rave scene at all?
I was definitely a raver. I don't know if you can tell, but from
I was a hard style raver,
though. I listened to hard style. So
what is hard style? What is that?
Hard style is like the dude bro subculture of like
drum and bass.
It's like, you know, like happy hardcore.
Yeah, and it's
all cute. That's fun too.
Is that Simply Jeff? What does Simply Jeff spin?
I'm not sure who that
is. Oh, that's like electro break beats. Like,
I'm a little tapped out, to be honest, because I'll go through like hyper fixations on certain music. But from 14 to about 21, I was very involved in the underground rave scene in Seattle.
For sure.
Then LA, and then I thought literally raving was Fat Pants and Candy and 90s music, and then my friend was like, no, LA and Seattle is just a bunch of hipsters who are obsessed with the 90s, like it's like house and like EDM, and I was like, my mind was just like blown. I was like, people aren't dressed in gigantic pants all over the country, like,
yeah. I went to the raves when I lived in Arizona, and then a couple in San Diego. But I remember then my homies got into the ketamine scene.
Yeah, I kind of tapped out around when ketamine started getting involved.
And then I got worried about them because, like, you know,
they're like lying on the floor.
Yeah, they're drooling.
And you're like trying to help them, and someone's like, "No, no, no, leave them!" Like they're just
no, but they're like zombies.
And I'm like, "What do you mean, leave them?" they're doing this for fun.
No, I'm like, I thought they were like in a coma or something, but they're drooling.
I guess it's like what the effect you're trying to go for.
I guess.
But also, I guess some people can do ketamine as like a therapy. So I guess don't knock what you don't try.
So was it?
Maybe I should do ketamine.
So like, how did you even get into that scene? Like, did you get a flyer? See a flyer at a record store? Or?
I honestly would see like my friends in high school, like freshman year, post these like sick photos at like raves.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I want to make those bracelets. Like.
Did you do the whole, were you one of
those? I had some friends that knew how to do a little bit of
that.
Yeah,
they knew to do the
They're all kinds of. I've given one or two.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, they fucking.
Melting some faces.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just found out about it because I went to an alternative school where you can kind of make your own schedule and you call the teachers by their first names, and it's like a public school. Yeah. So like, I basically didn't go to school ever and would just smoke weed and hang out with people. And so going to raves was kind of like a byproduct of like, degenerate.
Yeah.
I got nothing to do. Let's freaking go.
Let's just get turned.
And so, I'm going to wear a cat suit.
And then just, were you dancing the whole night?
Yeah, shuffling.
So what is shuffling? What's shuffling? Is
you
it
know, just, like, you know, like LMFAO, like oh, every day.
Yeah. And then would you go into the different, because each room had a different vibe? Like, would
all the raves in 2011 to like 2014 in Seattle were at this really grimy metal venue called the Substation.
Damn.
In Soto. And so it's like half a metal venue, half the raves. And
whoa.
So it's just one big room and then a small room for the other. Like, if you're the degenerate of the rave scene, which is what hardstyle is,
you do everything.
You go in the small room where it's going to be like dark and you just listen to the bass. But
by yourself?
No. Like everyone's in the room.
Yeah, everyone. But what are they like? Just in their head, like
they're just vibing.
They're vibing.
But
they're
there's usually two rooms. Yeah. And then But I don't know. That place got shut down too, cause like it was like too much. I should not have been 14 going to these raves.
Whoa, you're that young going.
I know.
And you're really?
I know. But you know what? When you got trauma, you're basically 5 years older. So I was like basically.
We're
15.
Where was Mrs. Choi in the mix? It was Miss
Shout out Lisa Choi.
Lisa Choi didn't know what was up with the rave scene.
My mom dropped me off to a rave once. She
You probably lied and said you're going to the library.
No, she stopped letting me go to the raves after a couple times, but then I was like, "But mom, like what else am I going to do? Wander around?" And she was like, "I guess not." So.
Dang.
So I didn't get to go to a lot of raves cuz my mom let me. But also my mom's kind of like a punk rock mom and maybe like let
so
me wander around a little too
right,
much
right
like I was like a latchkey kid.
Yeah. And then so
like, but, stay home alone at six kind of vibes, like Korean. Yeah, I don't know.
But you're open to like that. Probably opened your mind to different forms of music. Yeah, because you know you're into like the electro music.
I was like pretty into electronic music for a little bit. But like I would say my first favorite bands were punk. So then when it turned into electronic, it was kind of like a contrast.
Yeah,
like it went from being like three instruments to like a bunch of like layers and like aesthetics.
Yeah,
I really liked like Anna Monoguchi, if you know.
I don't know.
They do like this like super cute like kind of like synthy like
Portishead at all? Do you like?
I like Portishead. Yeah,
I had a bad trip listening to.
I don't know if I would listen to Portishead necessarily while tripping.
Oh, I saw dead people.
Yeah, that sounds.
In my door.
That sounds scary.
Do you remember her first album, Dummy?
I'm not that big of a Portishead fan, but I will admit I probably have listened to a little bit of Portishead while tripping.
She's a witch for real.
I will frame.
Dude, she did some witch seances to me, dude.
I will say two things.
Yeah.
I also do seances and a witch, but I'm a good witch.
Okay, okay.
And I don't do psychedelics anymore because I turned 20 years old and I was like, I'm 30 years old now. I've seen all of life after high school.
But why did you, how did you know that it's not good to listen to Portishead when you're on a hallucinogenic? How did you know that?
Because you gotta be there to be there. You gotta know it. You gotta know it.
It's like so scary. But anyway, so you haven't seen dead people? Like, you haven't seen the people in the
I
walls?
I mostly just get uncomfortable if someone else is uncomfortable. Oh. So I'm like, are you good? Now I gotta take care of everyone while I gotta take care of me. And that's like a lot in general. So while you're tripping, that's
yeah. Like, what were like? We'll get off the rave. It's just because it's like a walk down memory lane for me. But
I mean,
what,
you don't model for this company without.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of
a lot of ravers like this company. I think that's how I found out about them.
But this
is
kind of like, you know, I could totally see someone rocking
and like,
this.
And like,
you know?
Harajuku, actually, the rave scene got me into the Japanese street fashion community.
Really?
Yeah. And I always loved like anime when I was younger. Like, I'd go to the conventions, but like the. Seattle's full of nerds.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Seattle and LA love raves. They love anime.
What are the rave essentials? Like, what candy is like the essential rave candy?
Well, you put all the ones you don't want to accidentally trade on one arm, because then you might accidentally just be like overly generous, and you're like, everybody take my favorite thing.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Skittles? Are Skittles in the mix?
Like the candy?
Yeah.
Sometimes my friend and I did realize the other day, we were like, oh, it's called candy because it looks like candy. And she's been raving for a long time too. And so yeah. I was like, how did we not realize that that's why it's called that?
How'd you get out of the scene?
Honestly, a lot of white people are in Seattle and raving.
Still?
I mean, rent's gotten so bad that it's about the same price in Seattle as it is in LA. So I was like, I'm just going to go to LA. But yeah, mixture. Also, like, when people were talking about ketamine, I got a little sussed out because I was like, I don't want that to. No shame on what you're doing, but like, I don't necessarily wanna.
I
realized I mostly just like smoking weed and being home with my cats.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And like,
that's
some
safe.
Some people enter their 20s and they realize they like taking substances, and some people get to their 20s and realize they don't need to take substances.
Oh, and I bet you now, because of fentanyl, like,
exactly. I was just talking to my friend about that. Like, you only had to get worried about like a little bit of like something weird, I guess, back in the day. But now I'm like, I straight up would not trust anything. Like,
in pill form.
Test your drugs.
Yeah, because it could be in your cocaine. It could be in this.
All that,
or that
stuff is not healthy for you. But yeah, with fentanyl, like, you don't.
That's scary. Yeah. So, okay, so you got out of the rave scene, and then when did you start recording your own? You mentioned a four-track songs with your friend, but when did you start? How did you link up with PSY?
So that's like super.
Oh, do you want to work up to that point?
Yeah,
let's
like,
work up. Yeah,
that's
during
super. That's okay. Like super recent.
Okay, so let's work up to that point. What was the next step in your music trajectory?
So basically I had that band with my friend Jack. It was like a reiteration of the Llama Bomb from middle school. We called it Melon Jelly, which is a Ween reference. But then when that friend moved, I was like, oh, I guess I got to do this music stuff on my own. Because I was a duo. Now I'm a solo act. And I just kind of like became super cozy, I guess, because I like would always say that word. I'd be like, oh, it's super cozy. And so that was my IG bio. And then I was like, this is me now, I guess. Like, you don't really pick a name sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, making all these songs. Like, I improv, and I'll just record.
Well, you just make it up as you go?
Yeah. And so then I'll, like, come back to the recording, and I'll be like, oh, like, this one hits. And then, like, I'll go and, like, refine it and, like, put in more actual meaning into it.
Yeah. What kind of... So what kind of instruments and, like, what kinds of stuff do you utilize?
Usually guitar and ukulele. Sometimes my omnichords, sometimes, like, loops. Like,
Do you have, like, samplers and stuff?
Like, I'll make the sample, basically.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
and then
right.
I'll, like, riff over it. Sometimes.
And you're using Ableton now? Chloe mentioned Ableton.
Ableton is great. I have Reaper.
Oh, what's that?
Reaper is great if you...
Is it R-E-A-P?
It's just, like, how you spell Reaper.
Yeah, Reaper.
And
like
so
the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna say people should do this because you should support it, but they have an unlimited free trial. So
okay, so is it a music program?
Like, yeah, okay, it's like very similar. I feel like to like
Reaper music program.
I don't know if people compared it to Ableton or the other ones, but I know it's very comparable.
So can you loop stuff on it? Mm-hmm. Can you sample stuff on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you can do anything you want with Reaper.
And you
can
change BPM.
Yeah,
and
like you could. They have like drum samples and like.
Oh, there's drum sounds in it?
Yeah, like it's a very cool program.
And it's free. There's a free trial.
Yeah, it's like an unlimited free trial. I would like to give my money to Reaper eventually. But yeah. Yeah, so I had like this trash top basically that my friend like recoded from their job that got thrown out.
Yeah, Reaper.
I'm not going to say which job it is, but it's definitely a computer company from Washington.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And so I had like this trash top with Reaper, and so I was able to record a song with that. And that was kind of cool, like completely free.
Yeah.
That one's this one song called Happy Mind. But I had all these songs, and so I put them all into one album, basically. Like, I went through three different audio engineers originally because, like, I just couldn't find the right vibe.
Yeah, yeah. How do you find the right engineer?
I was just, like, I remember I was working at my job. Like, I used to work at this burger shop for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And my coworker was like, oh, my cousin's recording at this one place. I ended up finding this place called Blue Cone Studios
in
Seattle.
Yeah.
They're super sick. They're, like, a collective. Like, they do art, music, dance. Like, this woman named Carolyn. Shout out, Carolyn.
Yeah.
They just like have a collective where they had a grant to do like basically like art stuff.
Yeah.
And so they recorded for a little bit. Another person recorded, and eventually I found this one like 18-year-old kid named Wes who was just like, "I'm gonna record the whole thing."
So shout out to Wes.
How'd you
just organically linked up with Wes?
Yeah, just like you know when you're in the scene, you just know everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone that's doing something cool, and I liked the stuff that they had done for someone else. So I was like,
yeah,
cool, let's
go
with this. And so, yeah, I finally had the album recorded and I like was ready to release it. And I had the album release show literally the day before they closed everything in COVID. So it was like March 13th.
Yeah.
So it was like literally like that was
it in Seattle?
Yeah. At the Vera Project. It was like,
that, is that a club or something?
It's an all ages DIY venue.
Okay,
it's super cool.
Yeah,
it's kind of like,
down. How do you spell it?
V-E-R-A.
V-E-R-A.
Project. Yeah.
And it's kind of like,
it's all ages.
All ages. Like, so they have like hardcore venues and.
They have like anything. I would say it's kind of more indie, but
like
it's like
indie like bands.
Yeah. And like a lot of cool people go through there. I know they had Kimya Dawson there who also lives
in
Seattle.
I love Kim Dawson.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I reached out to her several times.
She's super cool. I tried
to
book her
festival.
But
yeah, she's awesome. So shout out to Kimya Dawson.
Kimya Dawson. I also had, I have this like, it's always funny like telling people, I guess, but also you got to be good at self-promotion.
Yeah.
But I have a DIY music festival actually that I threw at the Vera Project, which is like for like cutie BIPOC, like queer, trans, BIPOC. And so I was like, Seattle's super white. And so I was like, we got to like have bands that aren't all white on the stage. And so we had one the year before at Cafe Racer in Seattle. And then the second one was at the Vera Project.
Yeah.
So it was like full circle to have like the album release at like Vera Project when I was like first getting started to like last year basically being able to like have it at the Vera Project because like that venue is like super well known in Seattle as like the all ages space.
Is it like a $5 like entry fee type deal
For the festival
or just for a show, like if you want to throw a show there?
Well, you can volunteer at the Vera Project and kids will do that for like their like school hours.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but usually the tickets aren't more than like $10.
And then can you sell like, let's say you have a tape or a CD or
you can sell merch there.
So there's a merch and then
it's super cool. They do like screen printing classes there. It's like,
oh really?
Yeah, it's like a very cool hub.
Yeah. So how are artists releasing merch now? Like, are CD, like, is it vinyl now, or?
I had a crew neck.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to do, like, weird merch, I guess. Like, I want to make merch that I would, like, wear. So I'm like, what if we did, like, I don't know, like, a hair clip. Or like, or like arm warmers. Like, my friend knits really well. Like,
so that's different. Something different.
Something embroidered. I saw my friend had something that was embroidered for their merch. I was like, that's really nice. They had little handkerchiefs.
What about patches?
Stuff. Yeah, patches.
Like, I'm customized patches.
Yeah, patches.
And then,
cool.
You know what I mean?
Or like, I don't know, like tattoo flash.
Oh, flash tattoos.
Yeah, why
I
not?
Mean, I noticed yours too. Like, when did you start getting your ink
going?
You know,
it's the bok choy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I
actually have my great grandma's name, and it's Year of the Dragon, and then I'm a tiger. So, and then my first one was this Fibonacci one.
Yeah, when did you start getting your ink?
18.
What'd your mom say about that?
She actually
being
got
a Korean mom.
She got 5 tattoos that year for the first time when she was 50. She like. Was going through
all
a second
right,
marriage.
Mrs. Choi.
Yeah.
Getting with the program.
She's definitely a bike messenger still.
Dang. Well, where's her ink? Like
she got like a koi dragon here.
Dang.
And then she got like some Buddhist thing here.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I think she got... Oh, we have a matching one with our cat, Vincent.
Oh, whoa.
There's Vincent.
Does it hurt to get him on your leg?
Honestly, right here on your ankle, it does. Yeah.
Would you ever get a face one or a neck?
I have my neck tattooed.
Oh, how did that hurt?
This one actually didn't hurt.
Oh, because
I would say the one that really hurt is like near your armpit.
Ow.
Yeah, that one
so
is
sensitive.
Like.
Yeah.
That one's a spicy one.
Yeah. I got a homie in Chinatown. So shout out to Rai, too, and Dresden, too. I have no two. And then if you want to get some work done, he's got his own private studio in Chinatown.
Hey, I like that tiger you have.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he just did. He did this.
That's cool.
And he goes by donations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so
scale.
Shout out to Rye and shout out to Dresden Made. Yeah, so, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But yeah, so that's.
I love tattoos.
Are you going to get some more? Or?
I'm definitely going to get some more. I want someday to be able to, like, I guess maybe do some of my own. Mm-hmm. But, got to learn how to do that safely, because a lot of people be doing tattoos just winging it on people. And I'm like, this is someone's body.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to, but I love drawing. So I'm like, eventually the love of drawing and tattoos will fuse.
That's what's up. And so let's keep going with the music. And so you're still in Seattle doing your thing. You met the engineer guy,
mm-hmm,
Wes, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You met Wes, and then what went on after that?
I made the CDs like by hand, I remember. Like I went and like cut out the things and
went
through Photoshop to get it, and then like I don't know, like I have a printer that prints onto the CD.
I
should have
brought
a CD. I was kind of scatterbrained, but I'll get you a CD.
Yeah, I appreciate
it's like
that,
an art piece, honestly, at this point, when you like put in.
Did you have the thermal printer where you put it in, it goes
exactly.
Ee,
yeah.
Ee,
and so now I can print whatever I want on
a disc. Yeah.
But people don't really need discs.
Yeah,
so
we
I'm
did
like,
that back in the like in the underground hip hop scene out here. Like we were like pressing up, but you know, I worked at Amoeba at the time.
That's so cool.
And then I bought wholesale jewel cases from them because I was a CD.
Yeah,
changer.
Those things, they don't stay together, but you still choose them over the paperback.
Yeah, and then I would manufacture my own CDs and stuff.
Yeah, like I was really into it at the time. I was like, what if we just did this for other bands? But then after I was done making like
it's time
100 CDs, I was like, this is too much. But yeah, the album release was sick.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic happened, basically.
So what, they supported? They came out to support?
Yeah, people came out for sure. I remember we were able to, like, pay everyone and stuff. But it was, it was kind of like, all right, like, this was people's last show, like, before, like, it all got shut down. So a lot of people would tell me, like, oh, like, it kind of helped me to have, like, this album. Because
It's,
like,
How many songs?
There's 10 tracks.
That's perfect.
Exactly. I really wanted to make like a full album, like concept. It's called Rainy Day Sunshine.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like when you got rain, but a little bit of sun, you got the rainbow.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of balance in all things.
Yeah. And then, so what's the next? And then what was your next project?
So then Rainy Day Sunshine happened, and I would say 2021 is when things kind of like opened up again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was playing a lot of shows. With different like members of like the band, basically, like I would find whoever was free to play bass, free mm-hmm. whoever played drums. I've had like 8 or 9 drummers since 2020, because people are just so dang busy, and that's okay. I love them all.
Yeah.
But my goodness, I can't imagine being in like six bands.
Oh, there are a lot of them because they're work for hire.
Yeah. It can't be easy for sure. So love your drummers. Treat them well.
Yeah. Are you looking for a drummer right now?
If anyone wants to drum in a place.
My homie Dylan. So Dylan,
I got two right now. And one's in the north, one's in the south.
So. No, I have one. He lives out here.
Hey.
Yeah.
Always sometimes you got to have multiple drummers. Mm-hmm.
And then how would you like prep for a show? Do you have a practice space?
Yeah, we would like find practice spaces. Seattle was kind of hard. There's like a place where I'm so silly. I called that one place Studio 7 Substation is where people record, but they also throw raves at Substation. But I was actually talking about a place called Studio 7 where people have raves.
Yeah.
But there's a place called Substation where people like record at. And I've been in like a couple of other bands, but like the main thing was the Supercos thing. Basically, I was just kind of like writing writing the album out versus like writing something immediately after because of the pandemic. And so like I feel like everyone kind of got like an extra year to their projects. And I felt really unmotivated during the pandemic to even write anything. But then I just like wrote a ton of music around last year. And so now I have like an album that I'm trying to do. But like I'm trying to like actually like space out the singles this time. Because I always want to just like release the whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah.
Like one single and then we'll release the whole thing, and then it's like you can't do that in the modern world.
What's your writing process like?
Well, the improv, like I'll put my phone out and I'll just like turn that face down so I don't see it's recording.
Oh.
And then I'll like usually take guitar and I'll like do like it's like therapeutic for me.
And then do you clip like little like pieces of it?
I'll just like refine it, and like usually if the song can kind of sound like it's finished almost like from that improv, mm-hmm. I'll have like a skeleton of like how I can go in.
Nice.
Or I'll like combine some improvs together because I'm like, wait, this one and this one kind of go. So it's like I can't tell if it's either lazy to like just improv and then like fill in the blanks, or if that's just like,
no, that's not lazy, that's your process.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, I mean I kind of
like, don't know anything about music theory,
but yeah.
But my brain, something on a cosmic level knows.
Yeah. So do you ever write when you're like stoned?
It's part of the process. Coffee, bong, improv. I'll feel you're like, why do I gotta pay to go to therapy?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Therapy's good. But
no, but that's therapeutic too for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Substances are interesting with music because it's like it can help. But then also, like, sometimes I'm like,
oh, it could definitely help. Yeah.
I'm like, is my voice surviving all the smoke? But then people are like, oh, texture. So I'm like, really, you can't lose.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a suffering artist and it's going to pay the bills, but I'm suffering beyond the aesthetic.
Do you get overcritical? Like, I noticed too, like, when I used to smoke weed, I would like listen to one recording like thousands of times and I would be obsessed with, I would just listen to it over and over and over.
You're
like,
I was on something.
Or I would just look at, I would nitpick it. I'd be like, oh
no, you can't nitpick.
Yeah, I would be like, oh,
see,
I didn't.
That's the joy of improving.
Oh,
because
okay.
If I sit down on Reaper or Ableton or whatever, I'm going to re-record the bass line like an absurd amount of times. I'm going to be like, it sounds wrong. Like that's where the nitpicking comes in, when it has to be like polished and sat down. Like I've been pushing off recording an album because I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be like real. But the joy of improv is like you can just kind of be like in the moment with it and be like, oh, I made a mistake. Oh, maybe I learned something.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a
cool.
good mistake.
Maybe it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I like think like Bob Ross, but like with music, like it's not a mistake. Happy accident.
Yeah.
Just like me.
That's great. Do you God, my mind went blank. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
God, I had a question.
Are you currently on the weed?
No, I'm not. I've been sober for like 16 years.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so, no, I used to, you know, but that's the thing. I used to smoke every day, it was a part of my artistic, you know, process of recording and writing music. So I had to retrain myself.
Do you really know where you're like?
Oh, yeah, I had to retrain myself to like, because before I needed that to create. But then once I got sober, I had to like, retrain my brain to like do it sober, and then even listening to it, I'm like, oh, I don't have the patience to listen.
I would say for me with like my relationship with like that stuff is that it's not that I need it, because like there are times where like, for example, if I'm like anxious, I don't even know if I want to smoke. Like, I probably just want to like play music, you know?
Do you smoke joint, like flower or dab?
I would dab if I wasn't afraid of the butane. Like, I feel like I'm going to like make it explode. Like,
I'm not smart enough to use a dab.
Yeah, but what about the vape, the vaping?
I had one. It's like this lavender vape. But also like cobalt is kind of like an issue. So.
Do you have it on you?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I'm just curious to see what they look like nowadays. Yeah. Yeah. What if I relapse? It's like, this is when Steve relapses on his phone.
No.
I'm okay. I'm just curious.
Shout out the happy buddy lanyard.
This is like, dude, Steve relapsed during that Cody episode, dude.
Lavender latte. This one's for the girls and the gays and the theys.
Yeah.
I really just said that like a freaking Gen Z, but.
And then what's in there? Is that just all is that all THC?
It's just, I honestly have no idea.
Yeah.
What's going on in this?
You don't?
And I didn't really get into vapes until I came to California. Like, I feel like Californians
love. Can I take
love,
a look at it?
Don't hit it.
I'm not. I'm don't. Just, yeah, I'm just.
Like, so, you could if you weren't sober.
No. So this is, do you have to charge,
it? Yeah, you charge it and you just hit it like a cigarette, basically.
Oh, wow.
This is the future.
And so.
People kept getting mad at me because I kept rolling joints like anywhere because I'm from Seattle. And I'd be like, sorry.
And how much is one of the, how long will that last?
This is $22 on sale for a whole gram, and it can last you from anywhere from a week to a month.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty good.
So how often do you hit that? Like before you go to bed or before you record?
Sometimes I'll be honest. Like the other day I was like just holding it because it made me feel comforted. Like,
yeah.
But I wasn't even hitting it.
Okay.
Probably hit it maybe like a couple times an hour. I was just talking to my friend about how maybe I should cut back on smoking weed, but also like have a lot of trauma. And so I'm like, is weed versus like trauma?
Yeah.
Weed. Also, like, I don't do anything else, so I'm like, I'd rather smoke weed than drink. No shame on people that drink, but, I feel like one does a little bit more damage to you than the other, you know what I mean?
No.
I mean, every substance is valid. Like, I don't even want to be addicted to Tylenol, you know?
Right.
So.
Now, you have cats. You have three cats, right? Now, have you ever been super high where you could, like, communicate with them?
Like, oh, that's, like, on every
like
day.
Telepathically?
Like, yeah, like I look at my cat in the eyes and I could see the universe in his eyes.
But you could communicate. Like,
yeah, my three different cats, they all have different personalities.
Yeah.
And I feel like we all like are on the same wavelength. They love to get high on catnip, so sometimes I'll give them catnip and
they
I'll
get high
bong.
On that?
Yeah, they love catnip. And so they're like having a vibe
and we'll
just like watch a VHS together and like it's a nice time.
Man, I need an animal in here.
And they're all listed as my emotional support animal when I apply to places.
Cat or puppy?
I mean, here's the thing. Puppies grow into dogs.
Yeah.
Which is like having a permanent toddler. But having a cat, they go from a kitten to a cat.
And they do their
And it's
thing.
Like having a little tiny roommate. But the size of a baby.
We'll get to that. Yeah. Just
so cat.
Cat. Yeah, and it's easier.
But I love puppies.
They're easier.
I would feel like I was disappointing the puppy, but with a cat, I'm like, we're just kind of like both disappointed.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the PS. What? Like, how did you link up? Yeah.
So
we're pretty much there. Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of lore by accident because it's been a hefty 4 years since COVID-19, which is kind of weird to think about. This is 4 years. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because it's like 2024 now. But basically, I moved to L.A. after like multiple years of being involved in like the rave scene in L.A. and like the music scene.
In Seattle.
L.A. Like they're just like this with art and music and raving. Like since 2016, I've been coming out to the L.A. area.
Yeah.
And also I had family like in K-Town. And so I was visiting like my grandma and like I was just meeting people all the time from California, like a lot of people in Long Beach, a lot of people in like just downtown LA. And then, like, I would say, like, 2019, I was, like, becoming really involved. And then once the pandemic was, like, opened up, like, you could start traveling, that's when I started playing shows in L.A.
That's what's up.
Yeah. And so I would just reach out to people and be like, let me know if you want, like, me on the bill. Like, I'm going to be coming through. And I try and book as many gigs as possible during my week down. Yeah, and then
how do you go about doing that? Like, through Instagram?
Yeah, like Instagram. Everything in my life is ruled by Instagram.
And then were there, like downtown shows, like, in a warehouse or something?
Yeah,
or?
Like... What was the first? The first show I played was actually this thing called Fever Dream Fest, which was at the Oracle Tavern.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was really cool. And I'm still my bassist was on that show. So like I'm still friends with a lot of people from that. Yeah, and it was like a cool little collective. And I found out about them because the guitarist, I think, that played for like Yvette Young on one tour.
Oh, she's been on here.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Yvette. So
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, dude, that she's been on here. Yeah. Yvette Young's been on here,
basically,
right? She's been here.
Her friend, Damien, is friends with my friend, Cesar, and was like, you should hit up this guy named Cesar. Shout out Cesar. Alexandre. Super cool guy.
Yeah.
And he just, like, started hitting me up, like, all the time when I would come into town being like, do we got shows? We could organize a show. And then he was like, do you have a bassist? And, like, someone reached out to me about, my drummer, Johnny, reached out to me about being the drummer. And so, like, everything was just, like, falling together.
Isn't that weird, though? Yvette's been here.
Like, yeah.
And then you mentioned her name.
I mean, like, I'm kind of amazed to be sitting in this chair.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because like I feel like a lot of amazing connected.
A lot of amazing people have probably been in this.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of artists that have been here. There's a lot, right? We've had, you know, visual
artists. How long have you had the podcast?
This is three. Oh, God. You're number 300. And
wow.
Three. You're going to be.
I feel like one of those, like, you're the 1 millionth subscriber.
You're going to be 357.
That's amazing. 357. That's almost a podcast for every day of the year.
That's crazy.
Wow.
357. Yeah. Wow. So,
So I was just coming to LA a lot. Finally moved to LA because everyone in Seattle had like left pretty much that were my friends because they wanted to be in SoCal because they're like also artists and we were like rent is crazy and I want to do art beyond just anywhere that's 4 hours away. Because Seattle's great, but then like you got to go pretty far to it's like Montana, Canada. Mm-hmm. Oregon, okay. Diversity, LA.
And
that was nice. I was like, hey, people look like me and other people.
Oh, yeah, you fit in perfectly.
I was like,
it looks like
a movie out here.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, my friend was like, you look very LA. And I was like, do I sound it though? And they're like, no, you sound Canadian. I was like, damn, I just got dissed. My mom is from Toronto. Like, she moved to Toronto. So.
Then how'd you link up with PSY and Chloe?
So basically, been here. Chloe, I followed the PSY page, I think, because, like, they, maybe a mutual, like, the thing is, I'm very extroverted online, so, like, it's very easy to be, like, what's up, everyone? Like, hey, you're extroverted, I'm extroverted, I like what you're doing. And so I was just seeing, like, some funny clips of Chloe, and we had, like, followed each other.
Yeah.
Like, because I also like skating with my friends, and, like, I have kind of, like, a femme skate squad with my friends, and so I was just seeing her funny, like, clips, and I was like...
We had some femme skaters bitten on here.
Sick.
Brianna's
here. Yeah, I love Brianna.
Yeah, Brianna's been here. A couple other ones, too.
Yeah, she was actually, like, we've been mutuals, but I was going to actually meet her because of Chloe the other day because she was going to skate, but then, like, it got really busy. But I was like, are we gonna skate? And she was like, trade music for skating? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
So shout out all these people because everyone's so cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just kind of, like, happened like that, like, Instagram. And then Chloe, like, reached out to me and was like, oh, like, you should come hang out at this, like, party with me for it's going to be, like, a birthday Christmas thing. And I was like, oh, okay, like, I'm going to literally be vending that day, so I'll be around.
Oh, this is recently?
Yeah, this was like maybe 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, you guys sang karaoke.
We sang karaoke.
Yeah, so this is recent.
Yeah, she like wanted, she like looked at me, she's like, we're going to sing Last Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is a great Christmas song.
And
with
so now
a little like synth.
And then now you're down with the squad.
Yeah, so then she like hit me up again to go skating because I was like, oh, like we got to go skating sometime for sure though.
Because, like, yeah, that party was so silly and fun. I was like, oh, you just get a bunch of artsy people in one room together. And everyone's like, karaoke. I did sing Ween at that party.
Nice.
I was like, top 10 autistic things I've done this year. Sing Ween at the Christmas party in front of Mac DeMarco. But I also didn't, I don't know, like, everyone was just really nice, but, like, humble and, like, down to earth. So I was like, this is, like, the vibe, you know? And so I just kind of had, like, really good vibes with Chloe. And I was like, that's cool that you're trying to, like, kind of uplift these like other femme artists that I see around
me.
Let's just like jam. So yeah, she wanted to jam and skate, and then this other girl that I became friends with there was also there, and so basically we just like made this like single, and it's like this cool like,
when's that coming out?
I'll be honest, I don't know if I can even say that.
Okay. But you guys are all working on it?
Yeah. Like, it's like... Because
she mentioned it last week.
Oh, that's so cute.
She mentioned it.
She's super cool. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I liked watching her, like, recording style because it was, like, super, like... Like I said, it, like, she's down to earth, but it's, like, legit.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah.
It sounds super clean. And, like, it was just, like, at Chloe's house. Like, we were just, like, vibing. It was on Chloe's birthday.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so sweet that you just, like, want to hang out with us on your birthday and, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. And so, I mean, she's a Capricorn and I'm a Taurus and you guys are Virgos.
Yeah, we're two Virgos.
We're workers. Yeah, we're working. Like, and so, the song's kind of like a shoegaze, like,
she said girl, that. She said
girl
that.
Vibe. Yeah. It's like, it gives, like, if the movie 13.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that.
It's
but
been a while.
I don't know if anyone should watch this movie as a 13-year-old, but...
They get rebellious, don't they?
They're very rebellious, but I was rebellious. So yeah, I'm, like, twin.
So you identify with it.
I definitely... So, yeah, basically, Chloe just, like, is making this really fun project, and I'm, like, I haven't released... much since that album, so I'm like trying to collab with people more again because I was like, it's so fun to like kind of I guess be like outside your own brain and get to like kind of like be in someone else's like, I don't know, creative mindset.
How do people best support your music right now?
I guess mostly through supporting the social media accounts while I'm like working on the album, and I've also like been playing a lot of shows. So it's, like, going to the shows is sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to make new merch. Basically, I went from being, like, super rainbow to now it's going to be, like, blue tone and gray.
Yeah.
It's, like, I left Seattle and I wanted to bring it with me.
Yeah.
But when I was in Seattle, I wanted to be in California.
So, can you, let's plug your social.
Super Coz. It's, like.
Spelled out?
C-U, or.
S.
I almost spelled the wrong word. SUPERCOZE. Coz. It's a made up word. It's not cozy. But I am cozy. And the word Cody does mean cushion in Old English. So.
And then what's the best way to like collaborate with you? Through Instagram?
Yeah, like DM. I check my DMs like. I check all of them. I'm trying to be better about responding to people.
It's not because
I don't love everyone. I'm just like, I'm a social guy. Online.
Yeah.
Instagram. I use TikTok again now. I kind of go back and forth with it. Mm-hmm. It's been more fun lately. I'm finding guitar talk on TikTok. It's been fun. Musicians are funny on TikTok.
So what are your plans for this year? You have the project.
I want to release an album, I want to release a collab with PSY is sick.
And that's dropping soon. Look out for it.
Yeah. So the collab is going to come first, basically. And
so
I'm
that's
hoping,
just a teaser.
Yeah,
boom.
I'm hoping that when people listen to the collab, they're able to kind of get the vibe of like what the other stuff will be. Because like Chloe kind of really hit the nail on the head with like the aesthetic I was going for.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, this PSY thing is cool because it's like, oh, like there's a bunch of cool artists that are all collaborating. Like I'm super excited to kind of like get to be like involved with like this new community. Like I met you through that.
Yeah.
And like I just kind of figured like, oh, like everyone out here is just trying to do the same thing, which is like create, amplify each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Do something with like all this like manic ADHD creative energy we have. Like
you called me out on my, you knew I was on some
takes
kind of,
one to know
yeah,
one.
Yeah. And I've been holding in this fart the whole time.
Well, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
I don't know if I'm constipated or there's something
going
on.
Have you used the bathroom today? because you could go take a break.
No, because we're already, the hour is already, I just, there's something, I think it's, no, you know what, because I ate Korean barbecue the other night, and it was.
Korean food's not necessarily the lightest food.
Yeah, it backed me.
We're like, it's winter, I gotta eat this probiotic kimchi, like, you better.
So I think it's just all like just backed up in my system.
I would love Korean barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, we'll go sometime. Yeah.
I'm
we'll
super
go
down. Sometime.
Yeah, for sure. So, Super Co's, follow that today.
Yep. Cody Choi, Super Co's.
Do you have merch or something?
I do have merch. I also have CDs. I also have art and like prints. Like I'm a working artist. Yeah, so if you want me, I'm here. I'm out here. You just DM me on Instagram. Just DM me, and I'll tell you. I also have an OnlyFans account. Sub to that. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I might as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Follow the Super Co's account. It's a portal. It's a portal for sure.
Yeah. That's what's up. And then look. And then make sure you check out that collaboration with Chloe.
Oh, actually, it's kind of funny because the song, I don't know why I keep grabbing this. So
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Because this is the same one I have in my apartment.
The same one?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm very at home right now. Basically looks like my apartment. It maximalist does? Koreans.
Oh, this looks like it?
I feel like being a maximalist is kind of a Korean thing.
Is this
actually
maximalist?
Because, like, if you think about the old temples and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
it is.
It's definitely maximalist.
How do you define that?
A true maximalist wouldn't even know that, though. You're like, that wall's blank, so it's like minimalism.
Yeah. But I knew that the camera was going to be facing this corner.
So you got to show your best stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically, what was the question? ADHD.
Your prints.
Yeah, I have art. I have prints. I literally am just like, I'm just a working artist out here.
Yeah.
Literally, I have 3 black cats. If you ever want to see pictures of them on the internet, I post them.
Yeah.
I'm writing so much music, and I'm excited to share it.
Dude,
and
stay busy. You're doing the right thing.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Yeah. And look out for anything future.
I remember what I was going to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. The collab with Chloe actually.
Yeah, that's what we were going to talk about.
It the title of the song. Did she tell you the name?
No.
It's called Sex Sells.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So it's really on the
name. Yeah.
CELLS.
Okay, yeah. So that's dropping very soon in 2024.
And it does. This is how artists are paying their rent. Support artists' merch so they don't have to sell their feet.
Yeah,
thank you.
There you go.
But I will if you want.
Get yours today. Get your prints today. Your merch. Can they get merch right now just through Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I have some crew necks, and then I have the CDs, and I'm trying to get the stickers out pretty much like a print-to-go. I'm trying to do a print-to-go service. So
There you go. Get yours today. And if you have any other artists that you think would be a good fit on the Stevie Weeb Show, just holler, and then, we'll get them on here. Yeah,
for sure.
So thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeb Show. Make sure to follow her socials. You could best support this by going to patreon.com/stevieweeby. Scissor Bros episodes drop every Friday. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, thanks for coming through.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hiding in the crevices in the coral premises in my neverland like Peter Pan checking messages. Second part of deck and shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortice to heart, like a monk upon the ledge. And I'm trying to do my part before departing from the edge. A shark is there, a bark is there, remarks about my art aware. Anything we say or do.
the details in the fractal landscape, tempting me to mandate. If I choose to do that, it can be a mandate. Lying in my comb and I'm an old man, cold like a snowman. No man can withstand the fleeting of time on this land. Try cheating on the clock if you can't dismantle.